Hey everyone, I'm Will Sims from the Who Is Will Sims podcast. I'm a local musician and I work in event production and stuff like that. But today's video is very special. We're going to talk about this event that just happened. I'm sure as most people around the world know, there was a terrible accident that happened in Maryland. A container ship collided with the Key Bridge, which is a pretty big, a pretty big thing in our area, kind of like a landmark, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, named after the guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. And, it was a pretty big Maryland landmark, and the whole bridge collapsed. Several people died. There are still people missing. It's a horrible thing. And not only that, but it's going to affect the people that work at the port, and a lot of other people that help keep our city moving for years now. It's probably going to be before that bridge is back, and at least, probably a week or two before they even can get the waterways open for stuff to come through. But in the interim, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to be able to work and are going to be, out of work for at least a few weeks until things are back to how they used to be. So a local business, the Old Eastern Ink Shop, Nick Volk and his wife Molly, they put together this initiative. They put a whole event together to raise money for the people that are directly affected by this. And they partnered with a lot of local businesses and local musicians to really put on an amazing event and really try to, give people a chance to help out. And, I'm sure that there's going to be more initiatives coming, soon, but this was like a very last minute. Within 36 hours, they planned this and pulled it off. And, we want to thank everybody that was involved in it. I was there running sound for one of the stages, and we had two stages with bands and a lot of news outlets that came and covered it. I don't know exactly which ones, but to anybody that helped push this event, thank you. But I'm just going to go over kind of how the whole thing went. You're going to see footage on screen that I took from the day, and the biggest thing you can do is there's going to be two links in the video. One link is to buy the shirts that Old Eastern Ink Shop designed, and pretty much all the proceeds from that are going directly to help the port workers. And then there is also a link to donate directly if you're not worried about getting a shirt or anything. There's going to be a link in the video to donate, but there's also going to be links down there for everyone that came in and helped with this event and donated their time and proceeds and really just gave, they gave a lot of, people donated their time and, everybody could have made excuses and, it was also a holiday weekend. It was Easter weekend. First of all, we got to thank Nick and Molly. They really went all out. Check out Old Eastern Ink Shop. They do shirt printing, among a lot of other things. And they're the ones that reached out and put this whole thing together. Key Brewing Company in Dundalk, they're the ones that they donated their space. They donated a portion of their sales to the cause and gave us space to put on two stages. And then there were a couple people that donated production and backline to it. I brought a sound system out. The other sound guy, Sam, he was able to get a sound system as well. And, some guys brought some backline. So we had drums and bass for the bands to share. So everyone didn't have to bring gear. And we made it. We made a big show happen. And then also we got to give a shout out to the people that, before I get into the bands, I want to talk about some of the food trucks. We had Bee's Brick Oven Pizzas, who sold out pretty quickly with their food. And then Easy Access Eats, had food. There was another one that was doing drinks and stuff. I gotta look it up. I'll shout them out in the later on in the video. And then, you know, they did a silent auction and everything. But and yeah, it was just an amazing effort all around for for people involved. So now I'm going to talk about some of the bands that played. There will be links to them in the description as well for this video. Go check them out and show them some love, because they at the last minute they were able to pull it together and make this show happen. So first up we had Shelby Blondell, who opened the day with an acoustic set. She played some fun upbeat acoustic songs as well as some of her own, and she's been doing things in the music scene for years. Amazing singer, great songwriter. And she also invented the sheller, which is a tool for eating crabs, taking the shells off and eating crabs, you know. So that's pretty cool. And then after Shelby, over on my stage, we had a band called Geegee. They're kind of like an indie rock band. I think they just released an album. I could be wrong, but they're really cool. They had a really neat sound, and they put on a really good show. Kind of got like some energy going because they were like the first band with like a drummer and stuff. So people really loved them. And then back over on the main stage, we had Ebb and Nova. They played kind of like a fun, like acoustic set with kind of like some folkier songs, and they've got some really great songs too you can check out. And then over on my stage, we had the Man in the Flames. They played some rock and roll. My buddy Taylor is the singer. It's kind of like his band, and he's been on the podcast, so if you get a chance, check out that episode. But yeah, they played some White Stripes and some Cage of the Elephant, and got everybody moving and grooving. And then back over on the main stage, Nick's band Old Eastern played, and they just rock. They had a really nice heavy rock set of just really great jams. I don't want to say like Rage Against the Machine. I don't want to say they sound like Rage Against the Machine, but they had that heaviness where I was just like over there, like, dang, son, like these guys are rocking hard right now. So they've got new music coming, but make sure you go check out what they got going on. And then after them, over on my stage, we had Voodoo Riot, who were basically kind of a newer cover band. They did everything from Weezer to Beastie Boys to Jimmy Eat World, and they really got things. They really kept that energy going, and kept the party happening. And then after them, on the main stage was Old Bay Thrashers. They were an original band. They kind of had like some really cool, interesting songs, really kind of like unique energy from song to song, really kept it interesting. And then after them on my stage, the last band on my stage for the day was a band called Shift Meal, and they are a two-piece band, a guitar and drummer, and they just had some really cool, interesting songs. I wouldn't know. I mean, they were definitely a rock style band, and there was kind of like punk elements to it, but they were very unique. And their songs were really interesting. I really liked the guy's his writing style, like the way he used lyrics and hit the melody to his lyrics over top of how he was playing was really cool. So they're a really neat band. I believe they're about to release an album, so make sure you go check that out. And then the last band of the day was a band called Lollipunks, and they were kind of more like in the pop punk kind of area. They did some of their own songs, and then they played some really cool cover songs. They did The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars, and a couple other songs that were just really powerful. And they wrapped it up for the night. I mean, we might have been able to keep the party going, but then it got really cold as the sun went down. But yeah, man, it was a day to be remembered. It's a shame that, you know, it takes a tragedy to be able to put on a great event like this. But everyone came out and really, I mean, we had to have had at least 1,000 to 1,500 people cycle through there throughout the day. And there's like this mile and a half road that leads down to the venue. And there were cars parked all the way down it. Like people had to walk a mile and a half to come drink and support the event. And people came out. And so I think if anything, we just want to thank everybody who came out to support, obviously anybody that donated their time to make sure this, their time or their equipment to make this event a success. And, you know, here's hoping that Baltimore can heal and move forward and just be on the lookout for any sort of initiative. And like I said, check those links in the description to, try to support any way you can and spread this around, man. This is a beautiful thing that Nick and Molly did to make this happen. And, you know, like any way that we can support the businesses that donated their time and support those who are struggling right now because of this horrible tragedy. Let's do it. This is Will Sims. My thing is the Who is Will Sims podcast. Feel free to check that out. I've also got music out there. You can go to whoiswillsims.com. And we're just trying to raise awareness for this and make it the biggest thing we can. All right. Peace out, everybody.